Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Osteoporosis is often called the silent disease. It's a condition that can lead to serious health issues without any obvious symptoms. So this November, the Unbreakable campaign is encouraging women over 65 to take control of their bone health, reminding us of the importance of early detection and prevention. But how can we inspire the women in our lives to make bone health a priority? Well, here to share their insights and a personal story that highlights this campaign are an unusual partnership of ambassadors, because it's a mother and daughter, Jess Redden, pharmacist and author, and her mother, Linda Redden. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So how did the partnership come about? There was an incident.
Yes.
What happened to you, Linda?
I was running in and out with the shopping from the boot of my car December last year, and it was kind of dusk. So when I went in and out with a couple of bags, I came out to get one and I missed the last step down to the car. So I kind of shot across the driveway and hit my head off the far wall.
And you were there for ages as well, weren't you?
And I broke.
Nobody found you.
No.
And I broke my arm and I couldn't turn because my arm felt like it was on water. It didn't take any weight.
Yeah.
Because it was so fractured.
And you were in pain, I presume.
I was in agony, yeah. But eventually I turned and then I sat there for a while wondering what I was going to do, and I could hear neighbours walking up and down.
So which arm was it? It was
the left.
Your left arm. Mm. So your right arm is your dominant, I presume,
yes,
is it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So you managed to turn yourself over.
I turned myself over and I sat there for a while because I'd bumped my head and I didn't want to get up because I thought I might be a bit dizzy.
Yeah.
So then I suppose after about 5 or 6 minutes, I got up and I went into the house. The door was still open because I was doing the shopping.
Yeah.
And I rang my brother and he came down because Jess was actually working and my other daughter was in work as well.
I can't believe you didn't tell us.
And I didn't want to frighten them either.
What about that sturdy son-in-law of yours? You're not bringing him.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob Carney, get over here.
I rang my brother and he came down with his wife and she drove my car and they brought me to A&E.
Yeah. Now, what was the diagnosis? I mean, obviously you'd broken your arm, but was there an underlying bone fragility diagnosed at the time?
I'm guessing for my age, yes. Now, they didn't kind of labour that with me because I'd already broken.
They don't
to
blame
that
the
point.
Victim, in other words.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They just said to get the DEXA scan and take advice from your GP at that point as to what you should do now. But they didn't do the blame thing, as you say. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you had the DEXA scan, what did it reveal?
It revealed that I needed to take some meds and my GP then just prescribed, not very strong medicine, but some medicine. Yeah.
Okay, now it's important that people know that the bones become a little bit more fragile with increasing age.
Yeah.
Jess, why does it happen to women particularly?
So, yeah, it's women are the particular, you know, at-risk group here. I think it was, the statistic is in 2019, almost 4,000 people were admitted to hospital with a hip fracture. So 69% of those 4,000 were women. So being a woman obviously is a risk factor.
And we presume that men and women fall in equal measure. So
yeah, it's so because of the secondary effects of menopause, so you know, estrogen has a bone protecting effect. So as we age, we lose that protection. So we're definitely more at risk.
Now, getting that message across to people before they feel any vulnerability, you know, they're maybe quite spry and quite active and all the rest, and they don't feel a vulnerability, and it's only when something happens.
Exactly. So it's known as the silent disease because there's often no signs and symptoms until you have, you know, unfortunately, like mom, a fall and a fracture. But a fracture can be like a life-altering event. It took so long for mom to feel like herself again, to get back into exercise. So early diagnosis is key. And I suppose what we're trying to do is just get the message across to open up the conversation with those women in your lives who are 65 years and over, just to kind of talk about their bone health, get that DEXA scan, talk to your GP, and incorporate exercise as well.
Now, it strikes me that if you're going to be vulnerable over 65, maybe you should be starting earlier to concern yourself about bone health.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, doing the right things dietary-wise and also Exercise.
Exercise is so important, especially resistance-based training. So like weight-based training, walking is a great one as well, swimming. So I'm always a big advocate for exercise for all aspects of health, but particularly for bone health.
Now, what are the dietary imperatives if you want to maintain bone health?
Yeah, so obviously, we hopefully all know that calcium is really important for our bones. We should be getting enough of that through our diet. But I guess in regards to supplements, vitamin D is something I'd always advocate for because we don't get enough of it in this country. And then eating, obviously, you know, I'd always say kind of have your plate like a rainbow, all the different colours, your fruit, your vegetables. Dark leafy greens are great. They've got your vitamin K, which again is important for bone health.
Now, the vitamin D argument, you know, people say, you're telling me on the one hand to wear sunscreen so I don't get any vitamin D from the sun.
Yes.
Just to protect my skin from a possible cancer.
Yes.
And on the other hand, I need vitamin D. I mean, taking a little white pill every morning, is that enough?
Yeah, like in this country, I think we should all be supplementing with vitamin D, particularly through the winter months. But you can take it now as a spray formulation, you can get tablets, capsules, whatever way you take it, whatever suits best for you. But I do think it's something that we should be all taking.
Yeah. How early do you think you should have a DEXA scan to check on your bone health?
65 and over. I think that's what, you know, the guidelines are. But to talk to your GP if you do have any concerns.
Now, Linda, are you back to yourself?
No.
In a word, no.
That was quick. No, I lost a lot of confidence, actually. Mm. So confidence now in, like, walking down the stairs again, I'm really slow, kind of checking that I'm not going to trip. And walking on the street, you know, when the leaves are wet and that kind of thing, or even when I'm carrying my grandson, I'm kind of nervous.
Because of the possible consequences, not because you're any less nimble than you were a year ago, but you're being careful.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you kind of lose a bit of confidence. And also, I was in a good kind of gym routine with Jess, and then I lost that, obviously, when I broke my arm. So I haven't got back to the same level of gym than before the fall.
Yeah. And how are you minding that arm, that left arm that was shattered? What are you doing to rehab it to make sure that you will be able to get back to some load bearing?
Well, I've started a small bit of pump, light weights, not what I used to do before the break. So I've started that, and I've started back on the Pilates reformer. Again, not the same as what I would have done before. And I've also started back on the cycle. So,
what kind of tyrannical regime then was Jess imposing upon you before this happened?
We had a great routine. We do our spin class.
Yeah, it's good when you're meeting somebody because it kind of forces you to go to the class. Yeah. You know, if you're not meeting somebody, you kind of say, I'll stay home and do something.
Yeah.
Sit down. Yeah.
All right. And you're not quite back to that yet?
No.
Yeah. It's amazing how many stories you hear about people whose lives have been transformed by a fall, an unexpected fall.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's life altering. It is. And the effects last for so, so long. And I think for me, it was so hard. I felt like helpless in a way in seeing mom in that much pain. So, I guess just the early diagnosis and opening up that conversation with your mums or with your aunties or your friends, just about their bones.
And I presume there are some people who have an early menopause that they should also be very cognizant of the potential dangers.
Again, because there are often no signs and symptoms until you have that fracture. That's an important factor as well.
All right. Thank you both very much for coming in. You've made the message loud and clear to all of those, particularly women who are over 65. Have it checked out. Get a DEXA scan, see where you are, and then take the appropriate remedial action. Mixture of diet and particularly load-bearing exercise, which can be as simple as walking.
Exactly. Thanks.
Are you going to the match tonight?
I'm not. I am minding our gorgeous little boy, and Rob will be working.
How old is he now? Is that,
it's 14 months. It's
14
flying.
Months,
it's
my
flying
goodness.
Too quickly. Mm, he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
So when it comes to weightlifting, that's your that's your job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. Jess Redden, pharmacist and author, and her mum, Linda Redden. Thank you both very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.